This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Universal wake-up time is 7 after the hour. Howdy do. It's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to offer the platform to wonderful people with great ideas like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. You can certainly share your thoughts with us, too, on any of our social media, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. We are here. We even take, in the face of criticism, we smile. Right? A lot of people who will send along ideas, pearls of wisdom, if you will. Somebody said failure, if you don't see your failures, then you will not succeed. I think there's something to be said for that, right? Successful people see criticism, failure as a way to move ahead. And I think none of us are perfect. We discuss the imperfections of humanity every day here, right, back and forth. As a matter of fact, I was interested in what's going on in Beijing as activists disrupt the flame-lighting ceremony this week for the Winter Olympics, protesting human rights violations in China. How long do you suppose those people are going to be around?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, but good for them. At least they're braver than the rest of the world participating in the Olympics.
Right, thank you, because not anybody else is standing up to the Chinese government as well we ought to all be by not buying the stuff made in China, by not participating in anything. I think as a country, if we have, you know, our, even though the Olympians work so hard to be so good at what they do, you know, what's more important, the games? And maybe this is the issue. Are the games more important or dealing with the Chinese and what it is that they're doing to the rest of the world, the government there?
Well, it's not even the rest of the world. This is the protesting came from how they're treating their own citizens.
Their own people.
This is all human rights violations and the Uyghur Muslims and in the concentration camps. And I mean, that's, you know, this was a group of 180 human rights groups have been calling for a boycott.
Groups,
on
not
this.
Individuals.
Yeah.
Groups.
And so, I mean, think about it. It'd be like having the Olympics in Germany during the Holocaust. I mean, is that a great look? Would we?
No,
well,
great,
and I thought it was such BS that
the
International Olympic Committee, the president, Thomas Bach, he said that the Olympics must be respected as a politically neutral ground. That is such
really?
BS.
It is.
I don't agree with that at all. I don't know why the Olympic Committee can't get together and say, still have the Olympics, but say China's no longer invited. Bye.
They're not an option. Out. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we did that kind of, we didn't, but the powers that be sort of did that with the Russians, right? And
the Russians
skirted around
they
it.
They shoved it in, so why not?
Whatever.
I mean, we were at Sochi not too long ago, right? So, but it's still, they did that to the athletes who were doping. But still, if you can extend a ban to the athletes who are doping, and obviously the country is, you know, in Russia, that's clearly their MO. But I don't know. I don't know why you can't extend it to and put other actual countries on the list and say, no, you need to clean up your act or you're not eligible to have to throw your name in the ring. You're just not. I mean,
somebody's got to draw a line in the sand someplace, and we haven't certainly done it. Maybe these people will be the inspiration for it in some way, shape, or form. And how would this group compare to what happened January 6th in America? Because the Chinese were all over, look at America! They're falling apart! They're invading their own capital! They're going to tear the government
they loved
down!
That. Yeah.
Oh, they had a great time with that.
Yeah, well, this was only three... Well, this was three protesters who made it into the temple where they light the flame. Yeah. And then there were other protesters outside who were arrested before they got there. So it wasn't a very large group because I think people know what happens when you do that in China.
Right. Well, that's the thing. At least here in America, those people are still around, whether they
get
prosecuted or not. But in China, they just find a hole, shoot them, and bury them, and that's the end of that. So, speaking of holes, do you know the First Street Foundation? Do you know who they are?
The what?
First Street Foundation.
No, I never heard of them.
It's a group of flood research people. And this week they're presenting a paper which kind of looks like a warning to people and communities. I don't know whether I sometimes I don't like to do this, but then when I think afterwards we present information that nobody else does or try to find things to tell you about, sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not so good. This is not so good. They say 25% of all the critical infrastructure in America, police stations, airports, hospitals, all of these and more are at risk of being rendered inoperable because of flooding as climate change affects, extreme weather affects us more and more and more in the next 20, 30 years or so. During the next 30, 40 years, if the climate continues to warm up, the risk of floods grows more dire on the coasts. 2 million miles of roadway currently at risk of becoming impassable because of flooding. We've seen a lot of that, I think, this year. Where you are, Jay, in Tennessee, there have been huge storms. We've had them here in the Northeast, but down there, because it's so hilly, weren't there problems with a lot of roads? I'm asking because I don't really know.
I
read that there were big
problems. Yeah, there's even signs that are always permanently up, kind of like the yield signs and stop signs that say road may flood, turn around. Like, it's a constant thing. Turn around, don't drown. The roads get flooded so quick. The rivers will
signs
just
like that
totally
too,
bust.
Yep.
Yeah, and yet people still have
people
to constantly
still try.
Be rescued.
Oh, yeah. And you
people
know why
they
do?
People think if they're in, like, an SUV, they just keep going.
Here's why they do that. Because people have no common sense, and they have no knowledge about how a car, an internal combustion engine, works. Diesel's different than gasoline. If you drive into a puddle and the water splashes into the intake area or into the air cleaner, into even the manifold area, the water goes into the engine and see you later. It stalls in the middle of the, and you can see this happening over and over and over again. People plow in, you know, the ads for the Jeeps, that you see them, the off-road Jeeps, they go into the water, over the woods and through the hill to Grandma's house. Try that on a highway. You can't do it because the water, when it gets in the engine, diesels are different. Diesels will make it through. And I wonder, you know, that's it. I was thinking about electric cars. Do you get electrocuted? If you go into, how about that? Think about that. Seriously, I don't know the answer to it, but it would make sense. Electric cars, everything is electric. So if you
Just running it on a rechargeable battery, so the answer is no. If you have a remote control that you can recharge, or like your iPhone is a rechargeable battery, if you drop it in water, you're not going to get electrocuted unless it's plugged in. So
I'd imagine you would be able to, like, drive in the rain if that were the case.
Right, yeah. That's not how it works. But that's a good theory. That's a fun theory to explore.
Well, the reason I thought about it is because if you take a battery that has positive and negative end to it, and you put them together in the water, and you put posts on both of them, connect them with a wire, and you were unfortunate enough to have your hands in the water, good night.
Why? Well, right, because it's connected to a charge. Yeah, it's... Oh my God!
So don't jump.
He's trying
your car
to make.
In a
he
flood.
Does not like electric cars, and he's trying to make. He's trying to scare
people
away.
No, that's not fair, and that's not.
You said
really
you would never drive an electric
true.
Car.
Well, I wouldn't ever drive an electric car. That's beside the point. Some people.
Well,
but no,
get
if you're
electrocuted
if you're
flood.
In your I mean, if you're in your Tesla and you drive in a rainstorm or through a puddle, you're not going to die.
How do you know? Have you ever done it?
You're not going to get electrocuted.
How do you know?
Because I have friends with Teslas who drive
you
through
always have
storms.
Friends. You and your damn friends.
I have two friends with Teslas, and
two
I have
friends.
Driven in the car. We have two different friends with two different
have
Teslas.
Have you driven into a big puddle so that the car was surrounded by
said,
water
hey,
up to the windows?
Can you try to electrocute us? I would love to see how that goes. Please, let's just drive through the biggest puddle
could
we can
find. Could you
just
have them electrocute themselves and not you in it? Because I'll miss you if you're not here.
Don't I would miss my friends, thanks.
You would.
That's sacrificing my friends. No, this is stupid. You cannot get electrocuted from driving your Tesla in a puddle.
There's something to be said for...
There's nothing to be said for that.
In flooding situations. Look at how this deteriorated.
Well, anyway, going back to this study, the thing that is kind of alarming, they issued a map of the United States that pinpoints where all of these, it's 1.2 million residential properties are at risk, 2,000 pieces of critical infrastructure like airports and hospitals and stuff. And then hazardous waste sites.
I think if people where Jennifer is in California would welcome this.
I know. And then, well, but see, the thing about the map, though, is that this is not just affecting the coast. This affects a whole lot of the country where you wouldn't necessarily think about rivers and lakes overflowing. There are a lot of flood zones that I was shocked to see.
Well, that's why I brought up where Jay is in Nashville, because that's not necessarily the first place you think of when it comes to floods. You think about Louisiana, you think about Florida, you think about the coastal areas, and you don't think about Tennessee. But maybe that points out the fact that we're all vulnerable to a point. But then what's the solution? If we have 30 years, you know, a lot of people, Elon Musk says we got to colonize Mars because we're going to ruin this planet. How soon do we have to do that? I guess that's
question. That's the whole point, you know, of lowering carbon emissions.
What comes out
carbon,
of this?
The higher
okay.
The
so, but what do you do? What's the action step that you take after understanding what the First Street Foundation says? Okay, so what do we do next? How do we keep this from happening? Is there some reasonable way of dealing with the problem?
There are a lot of companies that are working on carbon capture, where they literally suck it right out of the atmosphere. And I mean, there's lots of tech out there that can really make a substantial difference. And you know, and it's frustrating because so many people just don't want to talk about it. And they're very reasonable, plausible, and
is this
a
political thing just like everything else?
Yes, of course, of course. It's so stupid. People, men don't really, man doesn't have any influence on this. Yes, we do. It's that's been established for 30 years of science. It's just people don't want to believe it because it doesn't line up with their political views. I mean, that's where, and then other people who say, cows out grazing. Now, I'm not talking factory farms. I'm talking like cows out on your farm up in New England and not produce, you don't have coal-fired factory farms. Those cows are not affecting climate change with their methane farts. That's just not happening. So, some people on the super far left don't want to even think of that, and then all cows are bad. No, that's not true. But it's
no
all political. It's
cow.
So stupid.
18 after the hour. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Calitrin.
A lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks, and alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, so we can't play Christmas music. Can I sing some Christmas music? What do you think? How about that? We can't get.
I think that's also not allowed. They'll pull down the podcast.
Yeah, I would not advise that.
Can I sing it? Can I even mention that Christmas is coming?
Or
is
that you can talk about it, but any singing?
Really?
No.
Humming?
Well, it's because you're such a good singer that they confuse you with the real artist, and then they pull it down.
So. What do you mean, no real artist? I am a real artist. What are you talking about?
Right.
A real artist. Okay, Jay, this is your turn to take over with some trending things. And surprise, surprise, folks, there are Christmas items that are in the trending box. Gee, I wonder why they were talking about Christmas music. Well, here we go. What about Kelly Clarkson? What's happening with her?
She debuted her holiday album, and it's not a podcast, right? Nope. It's a full-on album. It's her singing. She is part owner
but
of the
But if she was doing a podcast, I can't imagine Kelly Clarkson doesn't do a podcast. There's got to be a Kelly Clarkson podcast for something, right?
I don't think so. She's really busy. Yeah, I mean, she's on The Voice, and she does her daily talk show. That's a lot.
Mm. All right, well, anyway. So what's the album called?
The album is When Christmas Comes Around, and it has some of the Christmas staples like Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Last Christmas. It's beginning
to can you even say those on a podcast? Even
yes, you can say the titles.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. And one of the songs that's gaining a lot of traction is her song with Ariana Grande, Santa Can't You Hear Me, which is, you know, they're both powerhouse singers, so it's a powerhouse song. Got, has like a big band sound, and they're doing the kind of the answer and repeat sing song, and it's pretty good.
But we can't definitely play any of that, folks, because it gets us in trouble. No,
definitely gets you into the holiday spirit. That's for sure.
Right. But how do we know? Because we can't hear it here. That's the sad reality. To whom do we speak about this? Like, do we call a Biden? Can we call Biden up and tell him who fixes that? I'm sure
there's somebody you can write a really nasty letter to, Doug.
Right. Well, thank you, Jay.
Who will really listen and really respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really
won't
care.
Won't use it as toilet paper at all.
Right. No.
Here, oh, I got a letter from Stefan. Hold on.
Thanks. That's the way Jennifer usually reacts when I send her
a note.
Rip it up. All right. Kim Kardashian now is in the focus. Why?
This is kind of really interesting. So a photo that went viral from the 2018 Met Gala of Kim rocking a gold dress standing next to a golden artifact, a coffin. Turns out there was like a whole long-running criminal case. The coffin was stolen, fake documents were created, and this coffin, yeah, there's this whole big thing. This coffin traded hands a number of times before finally being sold to the Met Museum for over $4 million by using these fake documents, and it was all because of Kim's photo that went viral standing next to it that people found out that, hey, here's where it went. Here's the real origins. It was this whole big thing.
I mean, this happens all the time. Yeah, I mean, this has been part of a kind of like a true crime podcast series. And so this stuff happens all the time. You know, it's art that's bought and sold on the black market.
Crooked lawyers.
And sometimes, okay, so sometimes.
No, but no, seriously. I told you the story on the air. My wife's second husband was a lawyer for a big white shoe, what do they call them, white shoe firm in Boston. And he was in charge of the Met, what's the Metropolitan Museum in Boston? What's it called? I didn't think that's what it's called. Anyway, the big museum that has all of the paintings, and he was falsifying. They were phony. And he was falsifying. They were paying him off, and he was falsifying that they were the real thing. He got disbarred, and the law firm got fined and all
well,
that
stuff.
Well,
he's not the only one to do
That's
it.
That's what
this
I'm saying.
Crooked
lawyers all the time.
And especially, the hardest part, though, is when you have an ancient Egyptian artifact, it's very difficult to establish the provenance, and that's the big problem.
Provenance?
The history of it, the validity in the history.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to strip states of election powers, the United States Senate is likely to take a procedural vote on Wednesday on whether to debate an overhaul of federal election law. Democrat Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Monday he urged Republicans not to block the measure. Sinclair Broadcast Group, which operates dozens of TV stations across the United States, said Monday that some of its servers and workstations were encrypted with ransomware and that data was stolen from its network. The Hunt Valley, Maryland-based company either owns or operates 21 regional sports networks and provides services to 185 television stations in 86 markets. A man fell to his death from an upper level of the Chase Center during a Phish concert on Sunday night in San Francisco, California. Medics arrived immediately and provided medical treatment, but despite their efforts, the victim succumbed to his injuries. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As the Democrats continue to push their partisan social spending bill package, they've been telling the American people it will not cost us anything. Journalist from The Hill, Joe Concha, tells Fox News, don't be misled. Everything politicians spend costs the American taxpayer.
Does the spending bill really cost us $5.5 trillion when you take away the gimmicks, the American taxpayer $0? No, of course it does. Because any massive corporate tax is only going to be passed on to the consumer, and we already have high inflation. Will it reduce the debt, as the White House claims? Of course it will not, because every analyst and every analysis of this conducted shows that. So can you trust an administration that has been shown to be completely inept on the border on Afghanistan, on inflation, on the economy, on violent crime here at home, to spend all this freshly printed money into the trillions wisely?
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris continues to offer no leadership at the border crisis. Mr. Concha claims White House leadership is inept under the Biden administration.
One third of the American people supporting what they're doing. And when you have a vice president and a president who's not out there selling all the things that they want to pass in terms of spending, in terms of all these programs, well, they're ultimately going to fail if their two biggest advocates aren't pushing for it. And she is polling at, because she's in charge of it, remember, 23% at the border approval. You would think she would go there and talk to border agents and talk to all the folks on the ground to discuss this humanitarian crisis, but she is as protected and scripted as her boss, and that's why we're at where we're at right now.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Caught you paying attention. That's good. Right? That's the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen, veteran broadcaster. Jennifer Horn is also a veteran broadcaster, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. So apparently there is a big to-do going on at the moment with the labor movement and the labor crunch. So what will this do to the labor movement? There is a, I was talking to somebody yesterday who pretty much is an expert when it comes to law of immigration or immigration law. And he said to me that there is a plan afoot. The feds are coming up with a plan to allow people who are in the country already, who are not criminals, who can take courses in becoming American citizens, to be given authority to take jobs as long as they get a Social Security number and they pay taxes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's why I'm bringing it up, to see what you think.
That's how my taxes is. It's the first step. But the question is also, how many people can we handle? And
The rationale here, Jennifer, is whether we have credibility on this front or not. The question is, how many people do we need to fill $15 an hour jobs at Wendy's or at whatever the store is, or wherever the labor needs are, because there is a serious... I went yesterday. What did I do?
But
what someplace
they
wouldn't let me in because there was nobody in this... They couldn't... Oh, I know what it was. I went to a Boston market the other night, and it was closed. There was a big sign on the door that said, we're closed because we don't have any help. We have nobody to close the store, so we've closed early. Huh?
So I think why not vetting people who are already here and having them
then
pay
how
taxes?
Well, then how do we do that,
and
though?
Then,
how
well,
do we
but
vet?
Like he said to you, you know, people who don't have a criminal record, people who are going through the process of getting a Social Security number, I mean, why not?
Yeah. 4.3 they can get work permits already. They should be able to, to work. I mean, the thing is that I don't think that we have this problem. I think we've created in the last year and a half people who are happy with mediocrity, people who don't have a good, strong work ethic, and people who are happier living off the government dole than they are going to work.
Made it easy.
I think
some
not that there's, well, there's not a shortage of people. There are enough people to fill the jobs.
Yeah.
They're just people who want to sit at home and sit on their butts all day playing video games, watching TV
what kind of
on their
life
phone.
Is that, though, under the
but well, this is what we've created. I mean, this is the spirit of America, which is work as hard as you can and to do better for your family. That's dead. I mean, it has been killed, and it's been killed for a lot of different reasons. We could go through them all, but
there was a big to-do in Los Angeles. My son and I were talking about this yesterday because the technical people were going to go on strike. I guess they did make a deal last minute. So they're not going to go on strike, but it could have shut down all the movies in production. It was the what?
It's IATSE, which is the union that does like the grips, all of the people behind the scenes, basically on productions. But they hit a deal. But, you know, it was really funny. I had a guy who called. I do a morning show in Los Angeles for those people who don't know. And so I had this guy who called in. And we're talking about the strike. And he said, you know, these big companies are making so much money and we're just not getting our share. And I said, okay, well, take me through what you're earning and what your day is like. And he said, well, I make six figures. I make a good living, but the studios, they're making more than me. And I said, okay, well, tell me what your day is like. He said, well, I drive to XYZ. I pick people up, take them to location, and now I'm sitting in my car listening to you.
That's heavy lifting, huh?
And I said, are you trying to get me to feel sorry for you, sir? Like, drive, a few miles, you drop people off, and then you sit in the car and listen to talk radio. I mean, I'm grateful that you're sitting there listening to talk radio, but
where,
I think that
that's
the justification.
Because I've seen a lot of other people coming forward with what they do, and it's a lot more than just driving people to set. And so I think that that's an unfortunate example of someone getting lumped into what
example?
The other.
I don't know. What's a better example?
Well, if other people who are actually, you know, working like the technical end of production, I mean, your son would know this better than any of us, you know, having worked on TV shows, you know, those people, if they're not getting overtime, or if they're not getting, you know, any benefits or whatever it is, I mean, there are plenty of people who are making the complaints that they're just not being treated fairly.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's a lot more than just driving somebody to a set. That's a horrible example.
All right. Not a horrible example. It is an
example. No, it's a horrible example of... No, but I mean, it's a horrible example of, you know, I wish that someone... Because I've seen a lot of people posting about this on social media. Like, I wish someone else who actually did a lot more than just drive someone to the set had called in and gotten in so that we could have a better idea of what their day is. Because
long
hours.
There are a lot of people who have...
No,
I mean, they're
holidays,
still making, sort of they're still making six figures, which is great. I mean... The fact is that the minimum wage is $15, and now you've got people who are saying, well, that's not enough.
But
now I want 20.
Well, this guy is a driver, and he's making over $100,000 a year.
He said I make six figures a year. Yeah.
He's a driver.
Yes.
I'm not taking.
I know this is what I'm saying.
I'm not losing a lot of sleep over it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, this guy's making more money than all of us probably, and he's sitting in his car with his feet up on his dashboard, and he's worried that he's not making enough because Netflix is making more than him. Like, give me a break. I don't know. I just feel like we've gotten so overinflated with people's entitlements.
There's an entitlement. Yeah, there's an entitlement philosophy here. Okay, so apparently the cause of the death of the Tiger King zookeeper has been revealed. This is one of the most popular shows. I admit to having not ever seen it. The girls chastise me all the time because I don't watch this show. So do you want for the people
There's
who are unwashed?
Another season coming out soon, right?
Right. Well, is there? I don't know. You tell me if that's.
That's what I've been hearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another season coming to Netflix.
Okay. So this guy who testified against Joe Exotic in his trial in 2019 died, right? And so there was an investigation into how he died. Would there have been if he hadn't testified against Joe Exotic?
He was already a star from the story, so I think yes. I mean, his story continued because he testified against Joe, but I think he was already a part of the series, so people would be like, oh, he died.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why.
Right. His real name is this guy. His name is Joseph Maldonado. He is at the Exotic, what is it, Wynwood
well,
Exotic
a, that's,
Animal
that's,
Park.
That's Tiger Exotic. King's name. Yeah.
Oh, it
Joe
is?
Exotic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, how did that get mixed up with it? Anyway, the guy's name was Cowie who died. And the reason I brought it up is because who cares? I mean, other than his family, why is that a big deal? Unless he stuck his head into the mouth of a tiger and he got eaten off.
I mean, I don't think it was like front page news, but he was on TV. So when someone on TV with some notoriety dies, people talk about it.
Well, especially because Tiger King was such a big hit, especially at the height of the pandemic when everybody was shut in.
Mm-hmm. All right. I brought it up and I sound like I'm
Well, and the cause of death was alcohol use.
Yeah, he's a drunk. Okay. Joe Biden is going to meet with Pope Francis. This is really mixing it up here. The Pope after a story about a drunk. The Pope wants to meet with the president October 29th. Joe's going to Europe for a couple of high-profile global summit meetings. So they're going to get together to discuss working on efforts grounded in, quote, respect for fundamental human dignity. The ending of the COVID problem, tackling climate crisis, and caring for the poor. So what's the Pope going to do about the climate crisis? I can see maybe.
He's been pretty vocal about it, but I mean, it's because the reason that he's connected to it is because the statistics show that climate crises affect the poor more than the wealthy. And so that's why he's been focused on that. And if
but
you
everything
think about,
affects the poor. If you don't have money, you're in a different place.
But where statistically impoverished people live, it's always in flood zones or, you know, areas that are more susceptible to hurricanes or bad storms. I mean, we have it in our country. Demographically, you can easily look it up and look around. And it happens everywhere around the world. That's why Pope Francis has been, because, you know, the impoverished is something that is very, I guess it's his sort of calling card. That's like his,
you know,
big,
it always says,
you know,
it starts with you. Do you think that we could tell Pope Francis to stop with the smoke when they're looking for a new pope? I mean, maybe that would work, right?
Right. The pollution there.
You know, they do the black smoke.
Is
black
Biden,
smoke. We have a winner.
Does Biden go to church every week? Is he Catholic?
Apparently, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's the second
they
Catholic.
They say he's the most religious president that we've had in modern times in terms
really?
Of how
what
often
constitutes
he goes to
being
church.
Religious in your
well,
mind?
Well, like I was just saying, in terms of how often he goes to Mass.
That doesn't mean a thing to me.
I'm just saying that that's, I get it. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not attacking you.
I'm just saying
you.
That's
I'm just
how
saying.
They have said, that's how it has been recorded that he is the most religious. To be religious means to do something habitually, so it doesn't mean that he's more spiritual.
Does
it? Just means
religiously with a small r.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so the quiz question, Jill, is, who was the first? If Joe's the second Catholic president, who was the first?
Kennedy.
You're not Jay. I was going to have Jay maybe put that up there. Is that
oh,
just
I thought you said Jill. I thought you said Jill.
You
yeah,
said
that's
Jill,
what
I thought you
what?
Said Biden.
Oh.
I didn't know
what that's where I thought we were going to.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yes, I was thinking about Jill Biden. So I was confused. I had a senior moment. What are you going to do, take me out and shoot me? Anyway, the Pope is I do every once in a while I get sensitive about forgetting things, and it bothers me. It really does. I'm not talking about the Jill thing. I was just looking at the name.
Do you take but ginkgo biloba?
Who's your what?
Do you take
ginkgo
biloba? You're not the only one.
I do.
My mom cried on me yesterday because
why?
Of the because she helps me out in the office one day a week, and she filed something wrong, and I said, "Oh, hey, just be careful because I noticed this was this and." It, She's like, I think I'm losing it. Full on. I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but it's, I don't feel alone. I think there, it's real when you feel like you're slipping and you're like, I said, Mom, I forget things all
happens.
The time. Like, it does.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. I've been forgetting things for years. Who are you? And
I
what
forgot
are you
all
here?
The things I knew. I forgot what I forgot.
Right. So don't get your liver in a quiver, folks, is the bottom line on that one. If you're forgetting things, it's okay. We all. It depends on how busy you are. I happen to be a very busy fellow, and I can't remember sometimes what I have to write things. Somebody said to me the other day, you'll get a kick out of this, Victoria. So I'm with a couple of – one of the guys, the mechanics that works on my trucks, young kid, 22 years old, fabulous kid. I love this kid. I'd adopt him if he had a problem. So anyway, he's helping me put some things on Facebook Marketplace. And his father is there. And his father, it would be like his father could be my son and this kid could be my grandson. So, and then we all get along great. We have great fun with each other. And so they're making fun of me because I don't know how to put things on Facebook Marketplace. So he took my iPhone. And the thing he looks at, he says, what is this, an iPhone 1?
How about you had an 8?
I think I do have an 8. I told them to take. No, they said it's a 1. Anyway, so and then we went into how to do it, and he'd post stuff, and then he'd say, here, you know how to do that? Do it with the next thing. But I don't often, unless I write things down like that, I don't necessarily remember step to step to step to step. But I have never been able to do that. That's something that's a sort of a, I don't know if it's a talent. I can remember almost anything about anything. But when it comes to things like that that are just routine, I have always had a hard time. Okay, what do I do next? Was sort of it. And I just showed you, he said, what to do next. But I,
looks
you know.
It's like my mom.
Well, I always.
I think it's a boomer thing. I really do. I think it's because you guys can fix engines. You can physically fix things.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
But, yeah, and so we just grew up with this technology, and so keyboards have been a part of my life since I was in kindergarten. So it just, yeah, I mean, I think that the biggest digital divide, and I've said this a lot, and I feel sorry for boomers, it's boomers. You guys have the hardest and biggest digital divide between the boomer generation and Gen X.
Don't make fun of us because we don't always get it. Thank you very much. Don't forget our exclusive podcast, Zodiac Magic, boys and girls. It's astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley helping you through day by day, each day of the week. Every week it's new. And so this week is a very good week because we're out of Mercury retrograde. If you're interested in this sort of thing, check it out at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time for the continuation. It never stops, the conversation about your health and well-being here. Very important part of the DJV program, DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here visiting with us to focus on eating more and enjoying it less. Although, maybe you are enjoying it because of how the food tastes, but that doesn't mean because it tastes good, it is good. Although there are some things, Jack, that taste good that are good for you.
Well, certainly.
Like Halloween candy. Very good. It's great.
There's a study out of the New York University School of Public Health. And you know how I like to base most of the stuff we talk about on the most recent studies. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about the
increase. As long as they agree with your philosophy, yeah.
As long as they agree with me, you're not going to see me bring somebody out here. I don't care if it's heaven itself that disagrees with me.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I'm quoting from the study, the high and increasing consumption of ultra-processed foods in the 21st century may be the key driver of the obesity epidemic. And so
what do you mean maybe? This is nonsense. Of course it is.
What they usually say in these studies is, we found this, we think this, we believe this, here's the stats, here's the results, here's what we think, and they finally end up like that. They never put, total stamp of approval, because people are going to argue with this, especially the processed food people, just like we had with smoking several decades ago. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be an argument on the other side. So they broke down the processed foods that people ate into four basic groups. There was the minimally processed, like vegetables, fruits, grains, meat, dairy, stuff that for the most part comes from Mother Nature, minimally handed. Then there's the processed culinary stuff like olive oil and butter and sugar and salt. There's the processed foods like cheese, canned fish and canned beans. And the further you get down the line, the more processing, the more nutrition is gone. And then the ultra-processed foods, frozen pizzas, frozen pizzas, soda, fast food, sweets, salty snacks, canned soups, most breakfast cereals. And what they said was that the consumption of these ultra-processed foods grew from 53% at the beginning of the study period, which was 2001, up to 2017, jumped up to 57%. And it kind of followed the line of increasing obesity inside of our country.
Victoria, didn't we talk about, and Jay, didn't we talk a week or so ago about every time you eat a hot dog, it takes 34 minutes off of your life?
Yeah,
something
that came out this year.
Yeah, well, you're not going to see crossover, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies proving that. But there are hot dogs. There's hot dogs, and then there's hot dogs. And there's hot dogs that are, you know, produced by the organic type people that have minimal processing. And then there's hot dogs that are absolute crap. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is read the labels. And when you see some kind of an ingredient on the label you can't pronounce, you should stay away from that kind of stuff.
Well, one of the things, see, this is what we lose in translation, though. Many times, and we talk about this ad nauseum sometimes on the DJV program, how people don't dig into the weeds. And I go after you, because sometimes we go too much into the weeds.
Sure.
But when it comes to the weeds here, there are hot dogs, and then there are hot dogs, as you just have said. But that isn't what the study says. It says hot dogs. Or Frankfurters, or whatever other there's
or
a
red
general
meat.
Category,
or some anti-red meat thing,
right?
Yeah.
And so you don't really know. And am I advocating for eating hot dogs? No, because I don't eat them. But every once in a while, when I go by somebody grilling stuff, it sure smells good. And so people, that smells good. Let's eat some of that.
Yeah.
And so,
it's the same thing that comes down to red meat. There's a world of difference between meat that comes from grass-pastured, fresh water, no antibiotics, no herbicides, no pesticides, no hormone drugs in that beef, as opposed to the commercial feedlot beef that you should stay away from.
Like milk,
but they'll come out and make a blanket statement. They'll make a blanket statement and say, red meat's bad for you, which is nonsense.
Yeah. No.
It just depends on where you get it.
Food for thought from Jack. Check this out at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks who make it easy for you to get healthy the right way by losing the weight you need to get off your body and you need to keep it off. It's called Calitrin. It's an all-natural weight loss formula, been around for decades, helping people lose a lot of weight. Calitrin works. That's it. So you want to know how it works? Well, go to their website, toploss.com, and see. You can click on the stories. People tell you the stories, pictures of people, and then the doctor who put the formula together explains how easy it is, collagen protein, aloe vera, digestive enzymes like the Lee enzymes that Jack has. Get it all together in one place. Get the info at toploss.com. Check out when you buy it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.